This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast on this Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. And I am in one of my moods. To my right, as always, Brother Rick. Of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Breezy 101, your home for the breakfast show with Brother Breck Riley, and on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your home for BMO and the morning. And on this 21st day of December, a lot of celebrity birthdays. Ooh, Mace Windu, a.k.a. Brother Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Turning 73 years old today. Doesn't look like he's aged a day at all.
No.
Amazing. Also celebrating a birthday today, Ray Romano turned 64. Phil Donahue. Wow, there's a blast from the past. Turning 86. Jane Fonda, 84. Kiefer Sutherland turns 53. Tom Payne from The Walking Dead is 39. And in music news, anybody interesting? Ooh, Nick Gilder, 71. Hot job in the city.
What kind of fool do you think I am? Leroy Parnell.
Yes, age 65 today. I got to start the show off with this. Are you ready? A video from a McDonald's restaurant in China shows customers now having the ability to stuff their face while riding on exercise bikes.
Because that's what you want to do is eat McDonald's food while you exercise. It's hard to keep McDonald's food down in general, let alone when you're not exercising.
A video from a McDonald's restaurant in China shows customers riding exercise bikes as they eat their meal, and some people are wondering if this fad will make its way to the United States.
Hell no.
Survey says no.
We ain't fat. We ain't doing that. We don't exercise when we don't eat.
This is like using your phone while you're charging it. I'm serious. You're still eating more calories than you're burning. I can promise you that. It just makes no sense. There's no way that's coming here. Oh, and other strange.
Like I said, we don't want to exercise anytime. In a way, we go exercise while we eating.
I want to say the closest thing you'll get to exercise with me and Brother Breck is this 12 and the 14 ounce
curl. We got to walk upstairs to go to the bar.
That's it. In other news, a naked man steals a truck from a dealership and takes authorities on a chase. You'll never guess where.
I'm missing Florida.
Florida man. An employee at the dealership saw the 40-year-old man standing nude before he stole a 2021 Ram truck. Cops spotted the man driving erratically on the highway and began chasing him. He hits a guardrail and finally exited the highway where cops were able to take him into custody.
Thinking, you go faster if you don't have your clothes on. Less weight.
That's right.
Aerodynamic. Smart right there. You
aerodynamic.
Know?
Follow up to that story we were talking about with regards to the stolen bridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They stole over 3 days. That bridge stolen from Ohio has now been found. Cops received tips which led them to finding the missing bridge partially disassembled on a property in a neighboring county. A 63-year-old man was arrested and charged with felony theft. He apparently paid a trucking company or the crane service to pack the bridge up and then bring it to his property.
Man, at least you got a smart criminal for once.
Thinking to myself, dear Santa.
Work smart, not hard.
Yes. Dear Santa, please, for Christmas, all I want is a pedestrian bridge. Again, we remind you, as you are writing out your Christmas cards, please make a note for Christmas. I've got you a free subscription to the B-Team Podcast. It's free. They won't know the difference. They'll be happy. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. But please, tell a friend, subscribe, and you'll be glad you did. Coming up on today's B-Team Podcast, of course, we've got our social subjects and find out what has become more acceptable to do during the pandemic. All that's coming up for you and a lot more. It's the B-Team Podcast. It's the B-Team Podcast, and again, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you check out our social media pages as well. You can find us at B-Team Podcast MS on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We've got engineers coming in today, tearing up the station as they're rebuilding the tower, and
I think Breezy's going to be off the air for a little bit this afternoon. So.
Yeah. And you want to do what?
We're going to go look for Santa Claus.
Oh, going to go look for Santa Claus.
Yeah, out and about. He's been spotted some places here locally, so we're going to go look for him.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe some imposters that maybe, you know, impersonating Santa Claus. We're going to get investigative. Woodward and Bernstein over here.
Sherlock Holmes and what was that?
Watson. Yes. Elementary, my dear Watson.
Yes.
I got the hat. Huh? I don't have a bowler hat, but I mean, I got the Irish flat cap. I got plenty of those.
Well, I am excited about
wearing a derby or a bowler.
Oh, hell no. You got to have a certain kind of head to pull that off.
Yeah, that's why I do the flat cap. Everybody tells me I look good in the Irish newsboy flat cap. Yeah,
just rock that.
Like I'm an Irish gangster, right? Yeah. So they tell me I look good in that. So that's why I rock those.
We were talking about this morning on Kix 96. Research has now shown that it is now more acceptable to cuss during the pandemic. It's true. Pandemic stress is making many of us swear more, according to a linguist at the University of Indiana in Bloomington. Mentions that cuss words are becoming more frequent, and it is now a proven fact that swearing can activate a natural defense against pain.
Now we know why I cuss so much. Always in pain.
It's true. Dropping a curse word here and there can also demonstrate comfort level with someone else as well. So if someone's swearing around you, don't go nuts. When was the last vacation you took? That was this summer, right?
Yeah.
You went to Atlanta to see your cousin?
Yeah, I went to a couple of Braves games.
The average American goes almost $400 over budget when on vacation. True or false?
I'd say true, but I mean, I didn't. I mean, I don't spend money.
A researcher surveyed 2,000 adults in the U.S. and found that the average American goes over almost 21% over budget. Two-thirds planned on taking at least one or more vacation getaway trips. And 42% plan to visit family and 33% visit friends. So, there you go. Saw this and I was going to ask you about it. I'm saying to myself, you know, because we're both alcohol connoisseurs. Bartenders and the judgments they assign to popular drink orders. So, if you've ever wondered what a bartender is thinking when you order your drink, we're here to tell you. A gin and tonic with cucumber. I think you're nasty. That's what I would think. You're a housewife, and your husband didn't notice your new fancy shoes, which made you upset at first, but you realize it doesn't matter because you're probably having an affair with the pool boy.
There you go. All the specific there.
Yes. The guy who orders Jack and Coke, what do you think?
Well, that's one of my drinks.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It seems like you maybe wants to have a good time.
No, the guy who orders Jack and Coke is just waiting for a good fight in a couple hours.
Oh, no, that ain't me.
The Moscow Mule. You're just really excited to drink something out of a shiny copper cup.
Mississippi Mule, that's what we call it.
Really?
Yep.
Now, what exactly is in a Mississippi Mule?
Vodka, ginger beer, and lime juice.
Really?
I believe that's right. Vodka, ginger beer, and lime. I think that's right.
Okay. Yeah? What do you think a bartender thinks of someone who drinks Long Island iced teas?
They're an alcoholic.
Exactly what it says. If you order a Shirley Temple, they assume you're joking.
It's your first time at a bar.
Yeah. If you drink a glass of Chardonnay or order one, you're probably married to an old rich guy. This is great. If you order a Bud Light, Miller Lite, or Budweiser with a shot of whiskey, you possibly work in a manual labor intensive job.
I order beer when I go places, but they're not really manual labor here, but, you know, just I like beer.
Yeah. Any frozen blended drinks? What do you think that is?
Somebody just turned 21.
You're either high maintenance or on vacation, and you don't know what else to order.
Yeah.
If you order a drink with a funny name off the actual cocktail menu,
your 21st birthday.
Right? It says, I'm going to assume you're underage.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Whiskey sour. What's in a whiskey sour? Because I like my whiskey straight. Occasionally I have it with Coke, but for the most part, it's all about straight for me.
This is a grenadine whiskey and a cherry, right? Is that right? I think that's a simple syrup, grenadine.
I guess.
I think that's what's in it.
Well,
I'm not a big fan of whiskey sours. So.
Yeah, I've never had one.
I've had one. They're not bad, but
never had one. says you're a young guy in your mid-20s and you used to drink whiskey and Coke. You switched to whiskey sours because you thought it was more respectable and because your friends started to make fun of you. It's as sweet as you can get away with while still drinking a whiskey drink, and it's not a drink for chicks.
I've seen drinks chicks drink whiskey sour.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kind of chicks I hang out with, at least.
Yeah. If you order a lemon drop, they're going to assume that you're high maintenance and not very nice. Ah, Corona with lime.
Oh, Hispanic.
You'd much rather be at an outdoor barbecue than stuck inside this bar. This is crazy. Fireball with soda.
I'm going to assume that you are a sociopath.
It says it makes me think you're under 25 and don't know what your limit is yet, and you very well could end up on the floor throwing up before the end of the evening.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Anything with Malibu.
It's like a...
This is spot on.
It's just like a girl's night out.
Is that right? Ding, ding. It's probably karaoke night, girl's night, or a bachelorette party.
Exactly.
A double brandy and Coke.
Who drinks that?
Yeah. Someone who's either from South Africa or Wisconsin.
Oh.
Vodka on the rocks. It means you've been drinking long enough tonight to enjoy the nasty burn from a watered-down vodka with no mixer.
That's like drinking rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Cosmopolitan.
A chick?
This is awesome. You've been watched every episode of Sex and the City, and you're ordering a Cosmo to be like Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh.
And here's my favorite. The Tequila Sunrise.
Just turned 21.
Says, I just turned 21 3 weeks ago, and on that note, I'd like to black out tonight.
Yeah.
These are things that bartenders think when you order drinks. It's the B-Team Podcast. It's the B-Team Podcast, back for our third and final segment. Again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on social media by going to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and going to at B-Team Podcast MS. Lots of crazy stuff happening for you. Again, that's where you'll find your social media questions for today. And we've got some really good ones. Really, really good ones. Like this. If you met an exact copy of yourself, would you be super annoyed with each other or best friends?
Probably best friends.
Yeah, I would totally love myself.
I'm friends with most people. Yeah. I wouldn't be friends with myself.
But yeah, I would totally see us being besties. I'm just serious.
Yeah.
I would love hanging out with myself, so I feel like I could actually hang out with myself. I hate myself as it is, and what are the chances I'll like another one?
Yeah, wow.
Who are these people?
Wow.
I would fall in love with myself. I would probably be right there, because I love me. And we would have a mutual understanding of leaving each other alone.
It's not bad.
What three sounds disturb you? Some of our answers included.
So, did someone say moist?
Other answers were a knock at my door in the middle of the night, a phone call in the middle of the night, my mother-in-law at the dinner table.
You could have just said my mother-in-law. Right? I figure most of you could have left at the dinner table off of that. Most people would probably be like, there you go.
Yeah. Techno music, chewing loudly, continuous throat clearing, and sniffling.
No, that chewing loudly gets on my nerves. That people be smacking and chewing.
Oh, God, do not.
It's like, what are you eating?
And who taught you how to eat? That's a good question. What's your comfort food?
I would probably say chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings?
I mean, that's like, if I'm feeling bad, like, that's what I want. Yeah. Is chicken and dumplings. I like if it's like, you know, cold day outside, you know, nasty weather. Just
soup.
Yeah, just some chicken and dumplings, man. That's good stuff.
Some of the answers included, definitely mac and cheese. You can add whatever you want to it. It's always that one meal that makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Someone wrote hot chocolate, which I can understand.
I had some the other night.
A big pot of pinto beans and fried potatoes and onions. Takes me back to my granny's kitchen table. That's the ultimate comfort food.
Ain't nobody else going to be in comfort after you get through eating that.
Ice cream, pizza, and whatever the hell is in my cupboard.
Beer? No, I don't say beer. I mean, I had a pretty terrible weekend, and yeah. I didn't drink at all, so...
Yeah. You know, I guess it just depends on the mood.
Yeah.
I never want to drink depressed.
Yeah, no, that's I always like to drink to have a good time. You know, I mean, I had a beer with supper Saturday night, but I wasn't like, you know, that's just because I wanted a beer to eat with supper. You know, it's not like I was out there actively trying to get...
You know, that's the one thing I can't do, is I can't drink beer or alcohol with my food.
Really?
I'll do it afterwards, but I can't do it. Well, the only exception to that rule is pizza, but that's on rare occasion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a water with it too, but it was like we got drinks, and then we were sitting there like, all right, let's get food. So that's kind of what we did. But yeah, I only like to drink to be have a good time. I don't like to drink when, you know, I'm down or anything. Because to me, drinking beer is fun. Right. It's something fun to do, right? You know, that's a party time thing. But I don't want to drink when I'm upset. When I went back through my devices to find that text from my buddy that passed away, mm-hmm. I found a video of me in my kitchen by myself. I had on a Miller High Life hat, Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses, Willie Nelson shirt, drinking a PBR, rocking out to Sexual Healing. I was in my house by myself, just having a good time. That's the kind of drinking I like to do.
Yeah. Rick Riley, party of one.
Yeah, right? I was just throwing down by myself.
Got a direct message, and it says, I love your social subjects, but I'd like to ask the two of you a question.
Oh, God.
What is the last song you would want to hear before you die? They wrote Stairway to Heaven because of my final bit of wishful thinking.
Yeah.
What would be the last song I'd want to hear before I die?
I just told you, man. Sexual Healing.
Sexual Healing?
I mean, just the, you know, just a, it's just a jason one of them feel goods, man. Just
give me Prince, Purple Rain. That's what I want.
Just give me a feel good, you know, right? That's one of the shaky shoulders kind of things, you know what I mean? It's one of the, you just can't be, it's kind of like Gloria by Laura Branigan. It's right. It's one of them, you can't be sad when you hear it. It's one of those, it's just going to make you happy. So Sexual Healing is just like that. Just going to make you happy when you hear it.
Something we talked about this morning on Breezy 101 on The Breakfast Show was a husband who installed a claw machine in the bathroom for his wife for her antidepressants and bipolar medication. You didn't get the chance to see it, but here it is. Apparently, this young lady's husband is a vending machine repairman and put one in her house for her bipolar medication and her antidepressants. And it works just like a regular claw game, except they put the meds in purple, blue, and green little plastic bulbs. Now watch the frustration as she does not get it.
Rookie mistakes right there.
Yeah. Now, why in the hell, and I understand being funny, but why in the hell would you want to put someone's antidepressants and bipolar meds?
I mean, you could put, like, birth control in there. That'd be funny. Or, like, put your keys in there.
Yeah.
Or a wallet or a phone.
Right.
Or acid reflux pills.
Yeah.
Don't put that kind of medicine in there, because that person needs the medicine.
Yeah.
Especially antidepressants are one thing, because antidepressants are, you know, that's... you're okay, but bipolar medication is the real one that you don't need to have in there, because, you know, bipolar, they can go from one to one.
They'll snap
quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to do that. So I mean, I think it's funny, like I said, if you put birth control pills in there or something, that'd be funny to me.
I like the wallet idea. I definitely like the wallet, but then again, I'm an office fan. I do a lot of driving. You've definitely done a lot of driving. Top 10 roads in the United States, and these are based upon a study of government data, and like they're ranked.
Dangerous roads?
Yes. The roads are ranked by the number of fatalities per 100 miles across the United States. US 41, that runs through Michigan, Milwaukee, Nashville, Tennessee, all the way down to Miami. Yep, one time or another, I'm sure you've been on that. You have Hillsborough County of Florida, which is the highest rate of traffic fatalities in the country, and that's true. That's Tampa. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports 141 fatal accidents and 7.2 fatalities per 100 miles along Highway 41, and that's number 10.
Wow.
I-80. I-70, I-40, I-15.
40 goes through Nashville, Memphis. Uh-huh.
I-35, I-75, another one that goes through Tampa.
Yeah, 75.
I-5, which I've driven a gazillion times. I-20, which is a short road.
It goes through Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And you ready for this? I-95.
Where's 95? I know that one.
I-95 starts at the Canadian border around Maine and goes all the way through Boston, New York City, Baltimore, Jacksonville, and ends in Miami.
That's one of Jacksonville. That's one of 95 is in Jacksonville.
It is the highest for both fatalities with 284 and fatalities per 100 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew 95. And then 75 is the split between I-10 and I-75 right there at, I forget what it's called, but it's like if you're on I-10 going to Jacksonville,
right,
you get to I-75 and it goes south to like Orlando and Tampa,
right,
just split. It's a couple of like hour west of Jacksonville, about hour and a half west of Jacksonville, something like that.
Seriously, it's absolutely one of the worst roads, and I'm not shocked it ranks number one.
I know 40, actually, I know 40 because 40 runs through Memphis, Nashville, and Dallas.
Right.
I know those. Does 40 go through Dallas? No, 20 goes to Dallas.
20 goes, yeah.
Yeah, not 40.
20 goes to.
Yeah.
Out of all the NFL teams in the National Football League, which two teams have the saddest fans or would be the most likely to cry at the end of the season?
The Cowboys and the Browns.
You are good. The Dallas Cowboys were voted saddest fan base and the ones most likely to cry with their teams in New England and Green Bay coming in at 2 and 3, respectively. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers come in at 17.
Where are the Browns at?
And the Cleveland Browns come in at number 6.
I say, you got to be up there.
Top 5.
Sucks to be a Browns fan.
Top 5 are Dallas, New England, Green Bay, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and the Browns come in at 6. You mean to tell me that the Lions came in higher than any other team? Because I would have put Detroit up there.
Well, maybe it's one of those like they're used to it by now. You know, we don't cry anymore.
What were the pettiest reasons you've ever ended a relationship? You're going to love these. I once called it quit with a guy that I'd been dating for 3 weeks because I literally had to teach him how to boil water. He was 29 at the time and a civil engineer. Had no domestic skills at all. I broke up with a girl because it was too hard to park by her apartment.
Well, you know.
I stopped casually dating a guy because he took 30 minutes to decide what omelet he wanted at IHOP.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. I dumped a guy after the second date because he licked his eyeglasses to clean them.
Was he a cat?
I once had a guy break up with me when he found that I wasn't the popular girl in high school. For the record, we were 25 at the time. I have an iPhone and I can't be with someone who has an Android because I can't stand green tags.
That's got to be the winner. I mean, there's nothing more petty than that, right?
And
everything, everybody else has like a reason. Well, not like a big reason, but a reason.
This one blew me away. You ready? I once broke up with a guy because he said John Mayer is the greatest musician of our generation. That's John fucking Mayer.
Yeah, well, still. I still think the Android is better.
Yeah.
I mean, pettier. More petty.
Okay.
Pettier.
I broke up with a girl because she scraped her teeth on her utensils when she ate, and I just couldn't take it anymore.
I didn't know where you were going with scrape your teeth. That'd be a reason to break up with her, too.
I'll say this. I actually stopped dating a girl because she had the worst table etiquette I'd ever seen. We were talking about this earlier. Smacking.
Oh, God.
Biting her fork or utensils when she'd eat. And she didn't hold it from the side. She was one of those grab it like
a Neanderthal,
scoop,
like a medieval person.
And I asked her, soup. I'm like, who taught you how to eat? And we'll end the podcast on this. What is something you could say during sex and Sunday lunch with the family?
Thanks for coming.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Can somebody give Grandpa a hand with his meat? What? Oh, that's nasty.
Who's saying that?
I don't know. It ain't going to be me. Who wants seconds?
Pass the gravy.
Thigh or breast?
I'm thirsty.
And that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the BT Podcast. Thanks so much.
You got to open your present.
Oh. I forgot about that. When we came out with all of the swag, I took Brother Breck his stuff and gave him the first t-shirt, the first first coffee mug with custom M&Ms that said Breck and BMO and then had the B on it. So I'm going to put this over here and you can do play by play.
Do we have a name for the B? Did we name him?
Mo.
Yeah, we had a name. Momentum. That's what it is. It's momentum. It's like a spit straw.
Oh, look at that. I am official. I have.
It's so official, you need a whistle.
My state mug. That is dope, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I took. There's a straw that goes with it, but I mean, if you don't. No. Like straws.
Straw guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a straw person, so I just took it out of there.
I will put these in.
You gotta go the other way.
Yeah. We're good users together. I do a lot of driving. If you can see the collection that we have of coffee cups here inside the studio, I have 6 sitting over there.
Yeah.
Brother Breck has what, four, five?
I think I have five in there.
Yeah.
But I keep some in there just for...
But this is kick-ass,
in case other people come in for...
I appreciate that.
In case other people come in and want coffee, you know, that way we don't have just one. Like, I could keep one mug here for me.
Right.
Sometimes other people come in and they want coffee. We got to have mugs for everybody, so I keep, like, three or four in here. So
got my state coffee.
Yeah, I'm not a straw person, so I'd rather just drink it.
If I'm going to drink coffee, I won't use it. But for water and stuff like that, for the most part, that's me. But thank you, man. And on that note, say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
Thank you, man.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at btteampodcastms@gmail.com.